Travel this land to the Rocky Mountains, travel this land to the prairies wide. Travel this land to the Great Lakes shine, and travel this land side by side.
It's time once again to travel this land with Canada's Belladeer, Whiz Bryant. On today's program, the story behind the sailboat on the Canadian Dime. The stirring tale of Canada's most famous ship, the Blue Nose.
It all started with the Canadian Dime. On its face, the sculptured profile of a sailboat. A schooner, actually. What was so Canadian about a sailing schooner, I wondered. A maple leaf for the penny, a beaver for the nickel, a caribou for the quarter, and of course, a recent loon for the dollar coin. But why a sailing ship for the dime? My curiosity led me to the discovery that this was no ordinary sailboat emblazoned on our dime, but Canada's most famous ship, the Blue Nose.
In a quiet Atlantic harbor, in the gaze of the white gray sea, sits an old Lunenburg mariner, lost in a reverie. Blue smoke from his pipe a-curling, a faraway gleam in his eye. When the stiff nor'easter's rising, you will hear him cry. Blue Nose, keep on sailing, you're the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me.
The Blue Nose was built for the Atlantic fish trade by some of the greatest wooden shipbuilders in Canada at the port of Lunenburg in Nova Scotia. She was christened the Blue Nose after the affectionate term applied to all natives of Nova Scotia, Blue Nosers. The schooner was designed by William J. Ruey for two purposes, to fish the Grand Banks off of Newfoundland and to race. Launched in 1921, the Blue Nose soon proved to be the fastest ship in the North Atlantic fishing fleet. Her spars were tall, her hull was lean, and she moved through the water like a winged creature, possessed with the heart and soul of a great racing horse. Her power was in the wind that blew through her masts and filled her beautifully designed sails. In the 1920s, speed was of great importance to the Atlantic fishing fleet. There were no great factory ships. The uninspiring trawlers, with their built-in refrigeration and their great conical nets that stripped the banks of their riches of groundfish in one great swoop. Speed was the factor that mattered. After the dories were loaded on board with their catch, the skipper's task was to race with the catch to the nearest markets before the fish had a chance to spoil. In the 1920s, there was, and there still is, a great rivalry between the American fishing fleets from the New England states and Canada's maritime provinces. In 1896, a yacht, appropriately named Canada, won a trophy against the Americans on the Great Lakes. Canada challenged for the America's Cup in 1983 and 1987, but the Blue Nose remains our greatest sailing champion and the symbol of our proud maritime heritage. Her skipper was Captain Angus J. Walters, who, like the Blue Nose, hailed from Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. In 1921, it was his task to sail the Blue Nose in the yearly sail racing competition between the American and Canadian fishing fleets of the North Atlantic. The prize, held for many years by an American schooner, was the International Fisherman's Trophy.
Her spars are tall, her hull is lean, spray flies over her bow, wind sets her rigging singing, as through the sea she'll plow. She heels into the howling wind, she fights into the gale, her crusty captain's cussing, as a hurricane fills the sail. But the Blue Nose keeps on sailing, she's the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me.
The race was held at the conclusion of the fishing season. and the undefeated American schooners anticipated another easy victory. But they had not yet experienced the spirit of Nova Scotia embodied by the builders of the Blue Nose. Only the fastest schooners were entered in the races, but the Blue Nose easily defeated her fastest competitors. She claimed the International Fisherman's Trophy for three consecutive years, in 1921, 1922, and 1923. Her only defeat was by the Boston schooner Gertrude L. Thibaud in the Lipton Cup race in 1930. The Thibaud was a new schooner built by the proud Bostonians with only one goal, to outrace the Blue Nose. But the Bostonians' victory celebrations were short-lived. The following year, the Blue Nose outraced the Thibaud for the Fisherman's Trophy, and in case any doubt remained as to which was the greatest champion, the Blue Nose, now 17 years old and the veteran of 17 hard years of work off the Grand Banks, claimed the trophy from the Thibaud one last time in 1938. You see, the Blue Nose was not just a great sail racing ship. She was also a working fishing schooner. She held the record for the largest catch of more than 300,000 pounds of fish ever brought into the port of Lunenburg. The Blue Nose represented the greatness of the golden age of sail, the pride of the Maritimes in their fishing industry, and their unequaled shipbuilding skills developed over a period of several hundred years with the birth and growth of the Atlantic provinces. The Canadian dime bearing the sculpted profile of the famous Blue Nose was minted in 1937, and it remains today as the emblem on our Canadian dime, the symbol of a champion. During those days of her greatest fame, Captain Angus Walters sailed the Blue Nose across the Atlantic to England, where the beloved schooner was lauded by the Brits, including members of the royal family. On the return voyage, the Blue Nose encountered a fierce Atlantic storm. Walters feared that all was lost as gale storm winds and mountainous waves pounded the hull from the decks of the Valiant Blue Nose. But the ship's great heart did not fail her skipper. She held fast and returned battered but safely in the quiet Atlantic harbor at Lunenburg.
Across the seas her fame has spread, traveled all around. The saga of a fishing boat from a Nova Scotian town. She's riding over the white caps, her sails piled high, her bowsprit lifting on the swell and pointing towards the sky. And the Blue Nose keeps on sailing, she's the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me.
Schooners like the Blue Nose were built not as a rich man's plaything, but as the workhorse of the offshore fishery. They were rigged so that relatively few men could handle her, even in freezing weather, and so that she could tack close into the east coast's prevailing offshore winds. She had to be fast to get her catch to market quickly. She had a deep belly, mostly hold, a tiny galley ahead of the hold, and cruise bunks crammed into the forecastle. The biggest schooners were up to 145 feet long, and they carried 20 to 30 men. The schooners were developed in the 1700s by sailors wishing to reach the offshore fisheries that teemed with cod. By the 1880s, Nova Scotia had 200 schooners in her fleet, and Lunenburg was her greatest fishing port. The fishing voyages took place between March and October and lasted from 4 to 8 months. The fisherman's day began by lamplight as he helped bait some 2,000 hooks on a trawl up to 2 miles long. At dawn, the dories were swung over the side. Two men in oilskins and leather sea boots cast off in each dory and laid the trawl line along the sea bottom. After a few hours, the line was hauled up, the fish unhooked and pitched onto the deck of the mother ship, cleaned and put in the hold. This went on from dawn to dusk. A good voyage might yield 50 ton of fish, but a lot of those dories and their crews were lost forever in fog or sudden storms. By the 1940s, the schooner's day had come to an end. They were giving way to steel ships with engines and big scoop nets. The processing companies were assembling their own fleets, and the independent owner-operators were struggling to compete. The greatest schooner of them all, our champion, the Blue Nose, was sold in 1942 to ferry freight in the Caribbean. 4 years later, she perished on a reef off of Haiti. It was a sad end for the beautiful ship that graced as our dime. But fortunately for all Canadians, and for the many tourists who visit Halifax's historic properties each summer, in the 1960s, the Blue Nose II, an exact replica of the famous Blue Nose, was built. I have stood on her deck, and with other enchanted tourists, sailed on her out into the blue summer ocean of Halifax Harbor, listening to the wind in her rigging, and remembering the great champion, her namesake, the Blue Nose.
In a quiet Atlantic harbor, in the gaze of the white gray sea, sits an old Lunenburg mariner, lost in a reverie. Blue smoke from his pipe a-curling, a faraway gleam in his eye. When the stiff nor'easter's rising, you will hear him cry. Blue Nose, keep on sailing, you're the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me. Her spars are tall, her hull is lean, spray flies over her bow. Wind sets her rigging singing, as through the sea she'll plow. She heels into the howling wind, she fights into the gale. Her crusty captain's cussing, as a hurricane fills the sail. But the Blue Nose keeps on sailing, she's the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me. Across the seas her fame has spread, traveled all around. The saga of a fishing boat from a Nova Scotia town. She's riding over the white caps, her sails piled high, her bowsprit lifting on the swell and pointing towards the sky. And the Blue Nose keeps on sailing, she's the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me.
This land to Baffin's Island, travel this land to Hudson's Bay.
You've been traveling this land with travel Canada's land singing storyteller, Whiz Bryant. Please feel free to write to us with your comments. We'd be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and join us again next time for another fascinating Canadian tale and story and song as we continue to travel this land.
And travel this land. Her spars are tall, her hull is lean.
spray flies over her bow. Wind sets her rigging singing, as through the sea she'll plow. She heels into the howling wind, she bites into the gale. Her crusty captain's cussing as a hurricane fills the sail. But the Blue Nose keeps on sailing, she's the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a part of me. Across the seas her fame has spread, traveled all around the saga of a fishing boat from a Nova Scotian town. She's riding over the white caps, the sails piled high, her bowsprit lifting on the swell and pointing towards the sky. And the Blue Nose keeps on sailing, she's the queen of the seven seas. Blue Nose, magnificent lady, you are a